Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy National Weather Person's Day. And who better to celebrate with than KPIX 5's Darren Peck. We're going to talk about you. It is National Weather Person's Day, and this commemorates the birth of John Jeffries in 1744. He was a Boston physician and one of America's first weather observers, beginning taking daily weather observations in Boston in 1774. That's a little bit before your time. But,
yeah.
But how did you get started in the business?
I think for me it started when I was 19 years old, took my first trip to Yosemite National Park, and I was so blown over by the place that I eventually got inspired to go back to school to study the natural world. And I went back for a physical geography degree, which was half climatology and half geomorphology, which was why do Earth landscapes look the way they do. So it's really, I'm very much a generalist in that way. But that's how it started. And then from there, I got my first job in Flagstaff, Arizona, many years ago, coming up on 25 years ago now.
Wow. All right. So the path to becoming a meteorologist could go several different ways?
There's a lot of different avenues. One of the primary ones is the National Weather Service, which is far and away probably the most important entity in this whole thing. They're kind of the backbone where the real powerful computers reside and the work gets done, and those high-resolution forecasts are coming out from those models. You'll often hear things like, the American model. Well, that's the global forecasting systems, and the National Weather Service under the umbrella of NOAA. They're the ones who are responsible for developing those models, for running them, and then most importantly, making sure that information is then freely available to everybody else to access. And then it gets down the line eventually to your TV meteorologist, where we've got all the real pretty maps and hopefully the know-how to make it all make sense and make it an interesting story.
And often it's really important. Here in the Bay Area, we have all these microclimates. By the way, what does that mean?
Well, think about the Bay Area. And think of a summer day where it could be in the upper 50s at the beach or near the coast and well into the 90s inland. That's kind of the extreme example. But because we live on the coast and we've got all of this varied topography with the only opening in the coastline for like 1,000 miles through the Golden Gate, where all that cool ocean air can then filter in, you get vastly different conditions depending on where you are in relation to that flow coming through the Golden Gate, where you are at elevation because we've got all these hills. And being on the West Coast, we're kind of on the front lines as the storms come through, so you can really go through dramatic changes because of that. So it's one of the most unique places in the country, if not the world, because of that. And so we kind of simplify it by saying microclimates.
Darren, you mentioned you've been doing this for like 2.5 decades. So how has weather forecasting, the science of that, changed since you started?
I'm going to pat all of us on the back since it is National Weather Person's Day. This is the one day I can do this. We've gotten a lot better at forecasting, especially in the 3 to 5 day window. The accuracy in that period has gotten a lot better. Now, once you get beyond that, it's still difficult from day, 7, 8, certainly anything beyond 9, 10 days. Oftentimes can be like throwing a dart still. But the technology from these high-powered computers has gotten better and better. And the ability to get specific and highly detailed and really provide people with specific information for where they live and to prepare you for troubling things on the horizon, which is why we do things like First Alert Weather Days. Our ability to pinpoint those things has gotten a lot better in the last decade.
We see you on TV, but a lot of prep work, I would imagine, goes into that. So what's the favorite part of your job? What do you like doing?
So let's see. All the maps that you see behind the TV meteorologist, we all pretty much make those. They're all kind of personalized. You got to figure out what's the most impactful part of the forecast today. How can you make that relatable to the person at home? And how can you make it inspiring? Because it's inspiring to us, which is why we went into it. But the job, hopefully, is we can make the person at home watching feel somewhat inspired along with us. So I'd have to say my favorite part of the job is sitting down with the maps. I was always a map geek. That's really where this started for me, by the way, was in elementary school and junior high, was looking at maps and creating a visual story on a map that illuminates something that somebody had never really considered or known before.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.